Hey, J-O-E.
The Black Market is an initiative created by 85 South Media to highlight, amplify, and showcase leaders, entrepreneurs, and educators from our community. The show tapes monthly at our studio in Atlanta, Georgia. To submit you or your organization for consideration, go to 85SouthShow.com/Black Market. Bro, this how meticulous I am. I could have sworn that's a little faster than you usually play that.
Yeah, that's good. And the drugs can kick in when it get to that speed.
Am I okay?
When the dope kick in when it get to that speed, you know.
Oh, looking around like,
oh shit. I think this shit working, my nigga.
What was in there? What was that you getting?
I don't know, bro, but it's working. That shit working now.
Hey, man, I like that. But I need you, hold up, I got a special request. I know you over there and you vibing, bro, but I need you to play me something to just let the world know that I got the juice. You feel me? That's what I'm feeling like today. I feel like they need to know that I got the juice. I'm feeling real juicy today.
Ooh.
Yeah, like I'm juice-ish.
Juice-ish, yeah.
Yeah.
Juicy, like niggas called the police on you when you just trying to make some money to feed your dog.
If I was on Empire, guess what my name would be?
What?
Juice's Lion.
Juice's Lion. Man.
What's your favorite kind of juice?
My favorite kind of juice? I'ma have to go with cranberry juice.
Yeah.
Cause it clean out your system.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Cranberry juice.
Uh-huh.
Cause it clean out your system.
Yeah.
I said cranberry juice.
Say what?
Cause it clean out your system.
Come on.
I said cranberry juice.
Okay.
Cause it clean out your system. Hey, what's your favorite?
I like the juice.
The juice?
That's gonna be great.
Ooh-wee.
Cause it be good and juicy and it tastes so great.
Okay.
I put that cup right next to my plate.
Uh-huh.
I ate my sandwich, took my juice straight to the face.
You drank it all?
Don't mean to say it like that because they weird.
Uh-huh.
Cause I've been drinking apple juice since I was about 2 years. I said, hold on. Don't say it cause it's not weird, but I've been drinking juicy juice since I was about 1 year.
Hey, Carlos Miller.
Yeah.
You made me think.
What?
I don't like grape juice, but I love grape drink.
Grape drink?
I don't know what it is.
What is that?
But it tastes so good.
It's damn good.
It's in them bottles that you sip out in the hood.
Out in the hood?
We
you know that juice. That you got to shake.
Okay.
Cause everything done fell out of place.
Out of place.
I'll take a juice.
You'll take a juice.
One I can shake.
One you can shake.
With all the nutrients at the bottom of the place.
Out of place. Don't stop.
Don't you stop.
We need to stop.
We need to stop.
I like the juice. You got to tap at the bottom. We got the juice.
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 We got the juice. The juice is loose. Tell the juice. When you're drinking juice, don't you feel better?
Uh-huh.
You can be drinking some water, but you like whatever.
Uh-huh.
On another level.
Okay.
With 2 cubes of ice.
Yes, sir.
And you be watching TV like this juice is nice.
This juice is nice. You say this juice. We gon' get paid.
Gon' get paid.
If you got water, add some powder, make it Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
And now it's juice.
Juice.
You add some sugar.
Add the sugar.
You take a sip. Ain't it gooder?
Ain't it gooder with the sugar? With the sugar.
Yes, it did.
I said the sugar, it done made the juice gooder.
Holy
Hey, man, welcome back to another Black Excellence Spotlight. And today we're talking about juice.
Yep, and if you didn't know.
You didn't know, bro. And if you can go back and look at any of the 85 South Show events or giveaways or pop-ups or, you know, anything we've been doing around here, man, this brother always show up and show us love and bring us juice, man.
Yeah,
my man,
sure
Keon Davis. What's up?
Smooth and
groove. Man, some of the best smoothies you can get. I remember the first time you came to one of our events, man, and, you know, I'm kind of skeptical about a lot of shit because I'm allergic to stuff. And you was like, nah, bro, I'm telling you, I got the one for you. I can look at you and tell you need. And then you gave me some shit, and I was like, you was right, man. What type of magician is you, man? This nigga's a juice-gician. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, you definitely got a product that's worth, you know, putting a light on, man. And
bruh, a lot of people don't know this about me. I am not the healthiest motherfucker, but I will juice anything. I'm not even a fan of a lot of the shit. But sometimes when you juice it, it hit different. Mm. Bro, you ever had a vegetable green juice and you just be like, nigga, what is this? But you don't really want to know. You just don't want to fuck up the nutritional.
Oh, no, you must have forgot. Remember them juices we used to get that first season a while ago?
Bro, we used to get up early and walk to get juice, man. Mm. So to see a brother in the juice gang, we got to show you much love. Man.
Exactly.
So give us a little,
appreciate it.
Give us a little insight before we even get into the juice about, you know, who is Keon?
Man, listen, man. First of all, man, I appreciate y'all boys, what y'all doing.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you for showing us love.
The dynamic of everything.
Thank
you. Know what I'm saying? But a little bit about me, man. I'm from Anderson, Indiana, man. Grew up, single mom, oldest of four boys. You know what I mean? And so
that's how you know you're a real black man. You said four.
Oh, yeah, four.
You hit a certain point in your life where that, all your numbers just turn old.
Yeah, you take the U R off the
two, three, four, five. Six,
seven, eight, nine.
Now I got no end
in
it.
Nine, 11, 12, 13, 14,
14,
15,
15,
15.
Come on now.
No, for real talk though, man, I started this joint, man, out of a gym, you know what I'm saying, in Alabama. And I was fortunate enough to get some contracts with Auburn University. Made a whole bunch of money selling smoothies, bro.
For real?
I'm talking about millions of dollars out of food trucks.
What? You gonna really come on here and tell niggas like us you made millions selling juice?
Selling juice.
We're doing this shit wrong.
I know.
Look at me.
I know.
It's our last show.
Man. I know, right? We great at that juice truck.
That juice
game. Sorry.
Yeah,
we got competition now.
Shit.
The Juice Brothers.
Come on. Juice too, baby.
So, like, was this something that you always been into? Like, did you grow up juicing, you know what I mean?
Nah,
or this what made you get into it?
Honestly, bro, I was growing up, I was a kid that go to the McDonald's and I hit the machine, tap all them things, try that joint, pull that junk out, tap two of them, pull it out, but I didn't really think that.
You gonna get banned doing that shit, man.
We had a hood yeah. McDonald's, but it was all right. But no, I did that joint for a while, man. But like, honestly, it was really an idea me and my partner was doing. So in college, I was the party guy. I threw all the parties. I made sure everybody was good,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And so my partner was like, bro, I spent $2,000 in the gym. I'm like, bro, how the hell you do that? He said, man, it's a dude in there got a smoothie bar, right? Uh-huh. He sells smoothies, wraps, salad. He said, I spend $40, $50 with him every day. I'm like, damn, that's a good idea. You know what I'm saying? So it was a gym I worked out in, and they was like, you know, they had a little spot that was available. They wasn't doing nothing with it, so I went and hollered at them. I was like, bro, what y'all doing? And so from there, I was selling cars. And from there, 3 months, I opened up. You know what I'm saying? So I had a dope idea. I used to love the California Raisins. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, they look man.
Oh, yeah. They was true, bro.
It was hard. A lot of people don't remember when they used to do them California Raisin commercial, bro.
I didn't even eat raisins, man, but I used to love the California Raisins, dog. And
I did because they was a black group. You know, they really was the Temptation.
It was the Temptation, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I did. As soon as I said, I didn't start eating prunes, too.
Well, I wasn't eating prunes.
I did.
Wasn't Ray Charles a California Raisin at one time?
Nah, they kind of like did like a knockoff version of his voice.
Oh,
but
okay.
Then they had the one that went popular was when they remixed the Temptations.
Ooh, I heard it through the grapevine. Oh,
and then all the raisins, but they kind of looked like roaches a little bit.
Yeah.
That was the only thing about them.
It was
It was blackface.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was real fucked up. It was literally blackface.
Gotcha.
But anyway,
it was dope though.
It was dope.
It was dope as hell. And so I wanted a modern day version of them boys, man. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I didn't want to do nothing typical. And you know, all the smoothies, every smoothie company you go to is Tropical Passion, Mango this. I was like, man, I'm finna name my junk at the dances. You know what I'm saying? So I came up with like the Nae-Nae, the Electric Slide, the Ooh Kill 'Em. You know, I had
that Ooh Kill 'Em. That's my favorite one.
That's the one.
That Ooh Kill 'Em.
That's the one.
I think that's what he gave me, the Ooh Kill 'Em first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the one.
As soon as you hit it, you tear it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. So once I did that, bro, I came up with that, man, and I started in the gym.
Yeah.
And then I got a contract with Auburn University. So I ran the check up there.
Where you go to school at?
Tuskegee.
Oh, you went to Tuskegee?
Shout out to Tuskegee.
HBCU, man. We always try to highlight that.
Man, I play as Kappa.
You might as well.
Oh,
yo,
new.
Yeah.
Oh, flip flop wearing niggas.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Feet too big.
Nah, you know you had to pay them rainbows. All you niggas had your toes out.
That was the old Navy joint.
That's why you threw them parties. You was in the club with your toes out. Big Q built nigga with the capitals. Like, nigga, you didn't make the wrong choice. Then you big man.
I knew something was up. I could feel like the nigga wouldn't let me in the party. I mean, go get Keon. Tell these motherfuckers let me. I ain't wearing no fucking button up shirt. Let me in.
Yeah, I'm outside. See, I was different though, bro. I ain't I ain't chill with a lot of cat, man. I kept my day ones. My day ones seen me through. So I was like, bro, I ain't finna switch up. I'm not finna roll with you because we got the same interests. That don't mean I still like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to keep it. These are my boys. My boys kept it 100 with. You know
okay.
what I mean? But yeah, we did that joint, man. And I was fortunate enough, man. I won a bunch of elevator pitch competitions, National Urban League, Black Enterprise, Goldman and Sachs, 10,000 Small Business Program. And then I got a store inside Walmart.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Boy, so kill him.
Yeah, ooh, kill him. That did it right there.
Yeah, I got a store inside Walmart. But I knew that junk wasn't no moneymaker. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
It was a good business move, though.
But it was a business move. So now everything else go up. Price go up. Right. So now it's like, why this black dude, who's this black dude that got a store in Walmart?
Right.
Like, ain't nothing in Walmart but the Chinese ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Subway.
The Subways, that type
Wood
of
Forest deal. Bank.
Yeah, yeah, they're in every Walmart.
They got the game sold up, man. Wood Forest. I ain't never met a nigga with a Wood Forest account, but they be lying in there all the time.
That's all they got in them, nigga. That junk was right next door. That's where I got changed from.
Let me see if we can get some game from you right quick. Somebody who might be sitting at the crib with the juice in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Throw them a quick little recipe right quick.
Ooh, that's easy. That's easy. So you got the juice in the kitchen. We're going to do a blend in the kitchen. Most niggas, they ain't really got juice.
I gave them juice. Oh, I gave them juice.
So what we're going to do
is, you know the 85%ers will stunt on your ass. They going to send me 100 cookies and then tell that nigga we got juice.
We got juice.
Here y'all go. Here y'all
go. So we're going to do juices. We're going to put juice in a smoothie for you.
Juice next to a Pyrex pot.
The hashtag.
You cooking for real, ain't you?
The hashtag is 85 juices. Send me a picture of your juices, man. Stunt on Keon. Hey,
show me, goddamn.
Because I already know how y'all coming. Bro, T.I. came on here and fucked around and said the 85% is the annual job. Ooh. I'm still getting tagged in job.
Job.
You tell that nigga, we getting big bread. Everybody ain't rapping, nigga. I make 7 figures. I'm like, these niggas make 7 figures in a dump truck. This nigga getting money.
Big money.
Nigga dumping.
For real.
He dumping. Nah, with a recipe, man, I do a quick recipe like, you get you some cucumbers.
Okay.
You want something that's gonna pull a whole lot of juice out, right? You know what I'm saying? So you want the cucumbers.
That's what the cucumbers do?
Yeah,
the cucumbers. See, now we're getting in the juice. Right.
Yeah, juice. Cucumbers gonna pop
pull the juice out. Okay.
Cucumbers gonna drop it.
So that's a good base to use.
Yeah, that's a good base.
For whatever else you're putting in there.
Apples. Okay. Apples gonna get you a lot.
Yeah.
Pineapples gonna get you a lot.
Hell
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? They real heavy on this.
But when you juice pineapples, you don't really get the most out of the. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, you get that junk out of there.
Okay,
you get that junk out of there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get that junk out of there. So you're gonna do the cucumbers, you're gonna do the apples, you're gonna do the pineapples, and we're gonna throw kale in that thing.
Got to. Got to.
Throw kale in that thing.
The kale hit different.
With that, the kale, and then we're gonna do the celery stick.
Okay.
Man, you know how funny it's gonna be with niggas in the grocery store.
What you calling that?
Hey, man, I'm looking for some kale. Some shit nigga told me to get, man. I don't know what it is, but nigga, I'm looking for some kale. I think it's like white people greens.
Look like weed.
You know what I mean? But that's dope.
What you call that?
We call it the 85 stunner.
All right, bet.
Okay, that'll work. That'll work.
Yeah.
So what brought you to Atlanta?
So what brought me to Atlanta, bro, honestly, I was killing the ass in Alabama, bro. I mean, I shut down a Smoothie King, a Tropical Smoothie, and a Freshens. I shut them down. They got to go.
You said that on camera. Now Smoothie King is like this. We have to get our get back.
Yeah, we might edit that part out.
Bring it.
The Smoothie King probably at the house. This motherfucker, that was the nigga that killed my Alabama numbers. I'm on your ass.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I did that joint, man, and they started throwing a hammer at me. Mm. So I got, first they started sending the health department at me. You know what I'm saying? Every week, it was the health department in my store. One of my stores. I had six stores. Six stores, two food trucks. So every week, they was at one of my spots. Then that didn't work. Then I got audited by the state. I got audited 3 times
God
by the state. Not the IRS, the state, bro. Eesh. And finally, they hit me. I lost about 175 cash. Killed me. I had to shut down everything. I still owned all my equipment. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know nothing about credit. I just knew cash was king. You know, I woke up every morning and looked at my numbers. Like, yeah, boy, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But when they hit it, they had nothing to stand on. You know, I owned all my equipment, owned all my trucks. My wife a veterinarian. So she was like, shoot, bro, I can apply for some jobs out here. Let's go to Atlanta.
You stunted on us again on the low, bro. I'm just going to let that cook for a second. You mean to tell me you have married a successful black woman, too? Just let that breathe for a minute, man. You going in there so careful. You know my wife a veterinarian. Yeah. Nigga, the first thing I thought about was bunnies. I was like, she be saving bunnies.
Right.
All the way live. You hit that one on the head.
Bro, that was
got it with the juice. Damn, that's a whole other angle you come at her with the juice. You're like, yeah, niggas that took you on a date, nigga, bro, ain't never made
when
you a juice.
When you married a woman who's a veterinarian, you can pursue your passion. You say, babe, I want to do juice. Whatever.
I got I got 50 dog today. Hey, you made 50,000 puppy shots today. You good,
she
baby.
She a black veterinarian, too, bro. I couldn't be no black veterinarian. You know how much white people are paid to say they pets?
What?
I'd be walking down that. It's not looking
we
good.
We in the wrong business, bro. Yeah, we in the wrong business now.
He swallowed a tennis ball. He's going,
you ain't see him
75,000.
You ain't see him take the gloves off. That nigga's in the gloves. Right? Hey, what's the gloves come off? I'm sorry, man.
Hey, it's over.
Grove is not gonna make it.
The surgery was touch and go.
Well, actually, well, we got a special juice that I put together for my husband makes. It's $30,000 a month, but it's so worth it.
It's gonna be 6 months of physical therapy. And that's not me. And they $15,000 a session.
For real.
You want him to go home today?
What?
What you got on you?
Nah, you can't just stop there. You gotta have somebody else walk out the back. Hey, man, I'm still trying, man.
Hey, Mr. Me,
yeah.
Can you get with Jill and Billy on your way out? And we're getting Fluffy a bath.
No, right, they do that on the way in.
Yeah, what?
They do that on the way in.
Man, come on. That's I ain't mean to cut you off, but that was a stunt. That was a stunt, my boy.
No, but honestly, though, bro, when I lost it, bro, I lost everything, bro. I lost everything. I'm talking about the only thing I had was my trunks.
So you didn't lose everything. And that's the thing. You,
you lost some money.
You lost
money.
Nigga,
we lost it all. No. But you own the building. Nah, I ain't talking about the building. Yeah. I got the building, got the trucks, got the fruit.
That money means so much to niggas.
What y'all lose? Nigga, everything. Everything.
You didn't lose everything.
Didn't nobody call. It wasn't nobody. It's a cold world.
You did. Don't say that.
I ain't lose everything.
You didn't lose everything. Don't even put that in the universe.
Almost.
God, like, this is ungrateful ass. He kind of gave him a veterinarian. This nigga still had his trunks and all. He gonna say he lost everything. Get the money got to.
Lost some shit.
Oh, shoot. No, but I did, though. I lost almost everything.
You took an L.
I took a big L.
Capital.
And so my wife said, she was like, freaking, we moved down here, man. She held the fort down for about a year.
Yeah.
And so I had to get my mind right, bro. I had to get my mental right, you know, losing that type of situation after you done built everything and you the golden child, you the example, you all this type of stuff.
What you thought was gonna happen if you fucking shut down Smoothie King?
Bro, I ain't know, bro.
I just was thinking the same thing. I'm like, nigga.
I bet Smoothie King had a lot to do with this. Yeah. He was like, oh, really?
Yeah. That ain't the only one. He said three other ones. Them motherfuckers had a meeting on this nigga.
Yeah, because the white man was like,
they was on Zoom before the pandemic. There's this guy in fucking Alabama. Some fucking strong black man.
Chico, he was
smoothie
just,
groovy or
he
smoothie moves.
Right.
Exactly. Four bop, bop, bop. Out of here.
Push the button. Juntao, my
ass. Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, man. But all that junk happened, man. But then I had an opportunity to bounce back. You know what I'm saying? I had a strong bounce back. I did a couple free events. I did a bunch of free events, bro. I moved down here. My account was terrible. Like, it was dead. Like, my first event I did was with E.T. And he had a little basketball camp, and I did it for free. You know what I'm saying? But from that event, I got booked on the Tyler Perry Studio. Because somebody that watched E.T. seen the event, they pulled us on. And then from there, we just hit the ground running.
Yeah. Man, I'm so fucking goofy. I'm thinking you're talking about the real E.T. I'm like, damn, you done got plugged in with the aliens, nigga?
Entertainment tonight.
I know, I'm tripping. I'm like, damn, this nigga went from losing everything to E.T. came back for this nigga. Like, we heard about your juice on our planet, man. We want to give you a shot.
We can holler at you.
I know you everywhere in your trucks and shit, man. What is it like when you see, like when you pull up in the hood or you pull up in, you know, an urban spot? Well, where's us at? Where we are, and then you see a hood nigga get his juice for the first time.
Bro, I love that.
And he was like, boy, what the hell in there, boy?
Bro, I love it, boy.
Is she delicious?
Bro, I love it, boy.
With them beets. Hey. I ain't never had no beets.
Bro, I love it, boy. What
a man. She good.
Hey, that's the exact statement.
Come get one of these guys.
Boy, what the hell that is, boy?
Hell, I been here, boy. I want a big one. Fuck that little cart. This shit good.
Another one of these, man.
I can make this at the house.
Yeah.
What is that, bro? You can grind up your weed in here,
too. Niggas so used to eating shit that's got grease in it and all
that's
that.
That's automatic weed grind.
Give a nigga something fresh. He like, my nigga taste buds ain't never worked right before. He like, oh, you done activated some new shit, player. Man, I've been chasing nuggets my whole life. Nigga, what the fuck is this?
Nigga be lying like, boy, this shit got my dick hard. Bring the motherfucker right now. I don't know what he put on me now, man. What man, new song, you win.
Oh, man. So like, has your experience been, have you grown more since you've been here than you feel? Because you still had, you had a bunch of success in Alabama. But since you've been in Atlanta, do you feel like you've been able to reach more people and you know, get more out in regards to your business and brand?
Well, you know, the thing is, like, in Atlanta, everything come from Atlanta. Pretty much everything started in Atlanta. And so being here, it allowed me to reach more people that have more influence.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So essentially, it's the same thing. I'm playing the same game. But I'm able to reach more people with more influence that can put you on a bigger platform. Because everybody want to be in Atlanta, right? Everybody want to be a part of what's going on, what's hot. And now I can just set myself up right in front of them. And there's nobody that's doing what I do that look like me. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what I was about to ask you. Like, who have you got your juice to? Like, that somebody you was a fan of, like, and you seen them, you like, nigga, they drinking my shit. Like, who you had in a few of those moments were like, damn, you ain't fucking with the shit.
85 South.
Come on, man.
They gonna think I set that up. You should have said somebody else.
But hey, man, I tell you, like, the first time I know I had it, I was like, man, this shit is delicious as fuck. Like, that nigga
nah,
said.
First time I had it, I drunk three of them hoes back to back. I was so scared I was gonna shit on myself. Because there's a lot of fruit in there. Yeah. You know, you're on there. Ooh, shit. I done laughed at shit.
At least it's a healthy shit.
Because that fruit shit be the loose one. You don't even know you got the
fruit. Healthy. Shit sound like sneezing. Coming out
shit. Shit. You don't even know you done shit. Your ass just get hot. And that fruit won't make your booty muscles work.
And I tell you another time.
Dude, just slab right out.
When you came to the Wildin' Out set, know what I mean? When you came to the Wildin' Out set, everybody was like, man, you know, because it was a couple people out there. Mm-hmm. But then once people got wind of them fruit smoothies and we was walking around with them, and me and Lowe was the first ones walking around with them, then we went in to do something and came back out, that line was down, the motherfucker. I'm like, yep. Got the ass.
Yeah, that ain't even no hype, bro. You really got a great product. Tell me what you got right here, though, man.
So we got these blenders, man. What I wanted to do, man, one thing I want to do always is, like, make my name synonymous with the company. You know what I'm saying? With the industry.
Drop your social media right quick.
Smooth and Groove. Smooth and Groove.
Damn, this bitch quality.
Well, that's real deal.
Yeah, this nigga got the quality.
Hold that thing. Watch it blend.
Oh.
No cord. You don't see no cord, do you?
Nah, ain't no cord. Ain't this no shit cord. Battery operated.
No cord.
You know what'd be cold, Nene? Put a speaker on the back of one of these motherfuckers.
Bluetooth
speaker, man.
He already got the charger
for everything.
Whenever you put certain fruits in here, it play the song based off of the fruit that you about to make, nigga. That shit'd be cold to the motherfucker. Yeah. And you just, whatever fruit smoothie you make, that's the name of it, nigga. Yo, yeah, that's an Isaac Hayes. I just put it in.
Yeah. What these retail for?
Retail for $45.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a quality product.
Yeah,
tell me
it
more
is,
about
man.
Yeah, bro. That's real deal. That's my portable blender. We call them the Groove and Go. Groove and Go blender. You can take them joints, man. You can put your stuff in there. A lot of people make smoothies for work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then they got to blend them before they leave the house.
Right.
Right.
And then they melt and they don't taste the same. Right.
Right.
But with this, put all your fruit in there with you, take that junk to work, and you ready to blend that junk.
Just hit the button.
Blend it on the spot.
Bro, and you got the safety mechanism where you got to hold the shit before it come on.
Then they got the motherfucker you put on the key ring.
You put that thing on your hook, the little hook.
They can walk around with that bitch on his waist, nigga. Fuck is that you got, nigga? That's a juicer, nigga. Real nigga shit.
Well, look, man, you know you always welcome over here at the 85 South Show, man. Continue to grow your business out, smooth and groove on everything, man. Shit. Anything else?
Hey, man, thank you. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you, man, if you ever see this dude anywhere, wherever you at,
hold up,
get in
hold
line.
The box up so that, look, when you see this logo right here,
get in line.
Anywhere. Get in line.
It's worth it.
Anywhere.
Trust me. It's wherever you see Smooth and Groove at, it's worth it. Get in line. That whatever you need, he got what you need, guaranteed.
We got to take this international, bro, because we got a lot of people in South Africa. They be like, Loose, we want some of that juice. I'm not even sure that's how they talk.
Something like that.
That was
they
just Swedish.
They was visiting South Africa.
Yeah, that was a Swedish nigga.
Yeah,
you did.
But they from
the message came from South Africa.
Look, look, they're on the side of the box. He got the big black man smiling. You can't beat that. Look at that. It's welcoming.
Hey, look, we got the real, like, we got barcodes and everything. Yeah. We're not doing this for fun.
This ain't no knockoff ass shit, bro.
Damn, man.
And, that's why we appreciate you coming over here, fucking with us on the 85 South Show. Right. Black business spotlights. Black excellence right here on the 85 South Show. It's your man Carlos Miller.
Chico Bean.
Keon Davis.
Let's get it.
We out of here. Making love to your sister with some juice in my blender.